亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴和大家见面。
I'm so pleased to be able to see every one of you today.
因为我们在主里是互为肢体，正是何等的宝贵，何等的亲切。
Because in the God we are accompanied by one another. It's so comfortable to be together.
今天能够站在教会的讲台前面，我很激动。也很荣幸。
I'm really touched and really honored to be able to speak to all of you today.
在此，我满心感谢我们的神，也感谢在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
I give thanks to our Lord and give thanks to all of you in presence today.
下面请弟兄姐妹再翻到罗马书第一章十六到十七节。
If the Bible, I'd like you to turn to Romans chapter 1 again.
我来读一下弟兄姐妹阿们主的话。
So I will read the words and our congregation will say Amen to God's words.
圣经说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本乎信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Amen.
我今天的题目就是来自其中的十六节。
So what I'm going to talk about today is from verse 16.
这福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is power of God.
现在我们做一个简短的祷告，请求神与我们同在。
And bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的时光，这样的阳光，明媚的主日让我们聚在一起。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you've given us such a beautiful Sunday to worship you together.
天父，求你的圣灵运行在这里。
Lord, pray that your Holy Spirit hover among us.
求你使用我这个孩子。
That you can use your child.
不是我在这里说话，乃是你在这里说话。
That it's not me speaking to on the podium, but it is you speaking to all of us.
使每一个弟兄姐妹都得到能够造就。
So all the brothers can be edified today. Brother and sister can be edified today.
我们谢谢你，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We give you thanks. This we pray in Jesus' name.
弟兄姐妹，我在家里呢是排行老大。
Brother and sister, I'm the oldest one in my family.
我是长子，也是长孙。
I'm the oldest one in my father's household. I'm also the oldest one in my grandfather's household.
所以呢，我的祖父母，我的父母亲，对我从小就怀有很高的期望。
So my father and my mother have a great expectation for me since I was young.
中国人望子成龙。
So they all want me, like quote unquote, want me to become a dragon one of these days. You all know what that means.
希望我能够成为有能力的人。
So they want me to become someone of might or power.
所以呢，他们在为我取的名字当中有一个全字，就是英文 power。
So when they give me the name, one of my name has this chain, means power.
十多年前我在法学院毕业的时候，我父亲专门找我谈话。
So after I graduated from law school about 10 years ago, my father spoke to me.
我至今仍记得他其中的一句话。
I only remember a few words he talked to me.
他说，儿子，你要抓权啊。
So, my son, you need to try to get a hold of power.
还是那个 power.
And still the same thing. He want me to be the my name power.
So 在我父亲看来，他认为抓了这个权以后就成为有能力的人。
Then what he was saying is, once I grab so-called power, then I will become a person, a powerful person.
可以出人头地。光宗耀祖。
And I will become a renowned person and maybe become one of the celebrity one day.
在中国大陆，现在很多很多的人都渴望得到这个 power.
As you probably know, in mainland China, a lot of people dream to have power in the society.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我要向大家见证的却不是世人眼中的盼望。
But brother and sister, what I want to testify today, the power is not coming from this world.
乃是神的大能。
But this power is the power of God.
圣经说，这福音本是神的大能。
The Bible says the gospel is the power of God.
这福音从字面意义上讲就是好消息。
The gospel and in the interpretation is good news.
十六节，我不以福音为耻。原文中这个福音前面有一个限定词，就是基督的。
That was in the original language of the gospel. This gospel has a, what they call definitive adjective. It's of Jesus.
所以这福音乃是独一无二的福音。
So this gospel is the one and only one gospel.
单单指向我们主耶稣基督自己。
That gospel is pointed back to Jesus Christ.
说到这位耶稣基督。
When we're speaking about Jesus Christ,
保罗在同一章三至四节里总说。
And Paul was mentioning in the same chapter, verse 13, it says,
按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说是因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Verse 13, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. So in chapter 1, 3 and 4, it says, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from death.
这福音的主要内容也是围绕神的儿子发生的。
So the content of the gospel is surrounding Jesus Christ.
就是我们平常讲的基督的降生，他的受死、埋葬、复活、升天，还有他将来的再来。
It talks about the birth of Jesus Christ, his death, and then his resurrection and the second coming again.
下面我想和弟兄姐妹分享以下三个方面。
I would like to share with you three different topics today.
第一，这福音具有拯救罪人的大能。
The gospel news has a power to save the sinners.
我们知道，自从亚当夏娃堕落之后，因为罪的缘故，我们就跟圣洁的神隔绝了。
As you know, because of sins from Eden and Adam and Eve, we are completely separated from God because of that.
纵然人类曾经想出种种办法试图自救，
even though human beings have fathomed a lot of different ideas to save themselves,
可惜无一例外都宣告失败，因为我人类的自救都无法满足神公义的要求。
But none of them really succeeded because they don't fulfill the righteousness of God.
但神的大爱降临人类。
But the great love of God come to us.
他的独生子无罪的耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
So his beloved son being crucified on a cross.
彼得前书说，他挂在木头上。亲身担当了我们的罪。
As Peter in First Peter said, he was nailed on the cross and carried all our sins for us.
耶稣基督也只有耶稣基督成功的完成了救赎的大功。
Only Jesus Christ fulfilled the work of salvation.
只有信靠耶稣基督的救赎，才真正有果效。
Only when we believe in the salvation that done by Christ, that we really be able to save.
我们罪人只要凭着信心，我们就能够恢复与神的相交，获得永远的生命。
Only when the sinner we believe in the salvation, we can be saved.
约翰福音十四章说，主耶稣就是那道路，借着他，我们就能到父那里去。
In John 14, it says, Christ is the way, and only through that way we can be saved.
两年前我在芝加哥传福音给一个华人法轮功学员。
was about 2 years ago while I was in Chicago. I was sharing the gospel with a believers in Falun Gong.
很有趣的是，他说我也是信神的，我也信天家。
Very interestingly, he shared with me that he believed the God. He also believed the heaven.
我很高兴，我说很好。And
I'm so happy. I said to him, it's great.
但他接着说，他说，我们相信还有一条路可以通向神，通向天家，那就是法轮功。And
but I believe through this so-called Falun Gong, I'll be able to reach the God, and we'll be able to reach the heaven.
这下麻烦了，弟兄姐妹们，有没有第二条路啊？
And this has become a very troublesome. I'm just asking you a question. Is there a second way to reach God in heaven?
We know that exercising the body will have benefits, but it cannot solve the sin problem.
I don't know. Most of you know exercising is good for health, but it will not be able to resolve the problem with sins.
所以使徒行传说，除他之外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间。 没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。So
in the Acts, it recorded besides him, there's no other ways because no other way is being given to us in the whole world.
耶稣基督的救赎还是面向所有人的。So
God's salvation is offered to everyone.
要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。So
this salvation is offered to everyone, first for the Jews. Then for the Gentile.
犹太人是神在旧约时代的选民。
And Jews they are the chosen people in the time of Old Testament.
这个希利尼人呢，是代表除了犹太人之外的外邦人。
And the Greek is part of the Gentile.
约翰一书第二章中说。
In 1 John it says.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们，也是为普天下人的罪。
So he has given a salvation for us, not only for us, but also for the whole world. So the power of salvation was offered to everyone.
无论肤色、人种、国籍,
doesn't matter what skin colors, what ethnic group they are.
无论知识、财富、地位,
whether they are rich or poor or what status they have in the society.
无论性别、年龄、经历,
doesn't matter what their gender is, what they have experienced, and what they have in their life.
一切人当然也包括我们每一位炎黄子孙。
And everyone, that including all the Chinese.
曾经有一个华人教授对我说，他说这个基督教是洋教，跟我们华人没有关系。
There's one of the professors I was talking to that he was saying that Christianity is only good for the Westerner has and the Chinese has no relationship, has no way to reach the Christianity.
他说只是这是西方人的信仰。This
is a Western religion.
我问他，我说为什么这是西方人的信仰呢？
And I asked him why is this a white Christian faith is a Western religion.
他说这个基督教就是从西方人那边出来的。Because
the Christian belief initiated from the Western world.
弟兄姐妹，是不是这样？
Brother and sister, I want to ask you, is that true?
我们知道耶稣基督降生地和早期教会的发源地都是在现在的巴勒斯坦、以色列这中东地区。
So I want to ask you, when the faith, the religion has started, it started out from the area of Palestine, is most of the mid-Asia.
西方人只不过比我们早一点接受而已。The
so-called Western world is nothing but it just they receive this religion before us.
更重要的是，我们的耶稣基督既不是从西方出来的，也不是从东方出来的。Most
importantly, Jesus Christ is not so-called born is not from either a Western world or Eastern world.
他压根不是从地上出来的。
He's not born from this earth.
他是从哪里来? 他是从天而来。
Jesus Christ is from heaven.
约翰福音说, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的, 不至灭亡, 反得永生。
The Gospel of John says, His love, he so loved the world, so he gave his beloved son for the world.
我们华人也是世人，他的独生子也照样赐给我们。
So Chinese is also this part of this world, so he also gave Jesus Christ to Chinese people.
第二方面，我说是这福音显明了神的义，我们信徒的罪完全被神赦免，乃至称义。
Second thing I want to discuss with you is this gospel is righteousness. Through this gospel, we can be justified.
我在得救之前，我曾经一度对神的公义感到很恐惧。
Before I was saved, I was so fearful about God's righteousness.
就像约伯的感叹，我们人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
Just like the one of the comments from Job that he was mentioning. How can people be righteousness before God?
但是我现在知道，因着耶稣基督在十字架上的流血牺牲，我们的罪完全被赦免了。But
now I realize because the blood from Jesus Christ on the cross, all our sins have been forgiven.
主耶稣代替我们偿还了罪债，我们可以享受真正的平安。So
Jesus Christ has paid the price of redemption. We can really embrace this peace.
纵然撒旦还会控告我们，但是我们靠着基督的宝血，我们已经得胜有余了。Even
though Satan once will persecute us, but we have been saved.
相传马丁路德啊，他有一次啊，在晚上研读圣经。There
was one story about Martin Luther. That one day he was studying Bible.
他在朦胧之间看到撒旦向他走过来。While
he was kind of halfway asleep, he saw Satan walk toward him.
撒旦手里拿着一本书，他走到他跟前。So
Satan was holding a book and Martin Luther.
他对马丁路德说：“他说这本书里全部记载了你所有的罪恶。”So
this book has all the records of your iniquity and sins.
马丁路德立即拿出他手边的一本书。And
Martin pulled out a book from his belonging.
他说：“我这里也有一本书。”And
Martin says, "I also have a book."
这本书清楚地写着，他儿子的血也洗净我一切的罪。
This book recorded that the blood of the Son also cleans all my sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在知道这本书就是约翰一书。Brother
and sister, we know that this book is the First John.
神不仅赦免我们的罪。Not
only God forgive our sins.
罗马书第三章还明确告诉我们，神还把他自己的义赐给一切相信耶稣基督的人。
Also in Romans chapter 3, it says, God has bestowed righteousness to all the people who have believed in him. So from that on, all the believer can be called righteous afterwards.
Hey, 弟兄姐妹，我们现在就已经是义人了。Brothers
and sisters, we've all been justified. We can all come to his throne of grace.
有了耶稣基督这位伟大的中保，我们可以在神面前站立得住。Because
of Jesus Christ, we can stand firmly before God.
也许福音朋友们会认为我在讲的全是圣经教义。Maybe
a believer was saying it's all what I'm talking about is just saying from this religion.
但是非常非常奇妙的是，在我们古老的中文的汉字里边，我们的祖先。 很早很早的祖先也保存着一些救恩的信息。But
very, very amazingly, in our very traditional Chinese character, they also have some indication of salvation.
就是这个，我打个比方，就这个称义的义。Just
like this, in the Chinese character, this righteousness.
这个正体字。 义分作两部分，上面就是一个羔羊的羔，下面就是我字。
In the traditional word of the righteousness, the one, there's a two part. One of the part on the top is the lamp.
下面就是一个我字,
and the one on the second part is self.
典型的一个会意字, 什么是义? 披戴那个羔羊的我就成了义。
It's one of those words that have actually implication of meaning. Once means the righteousness means a lamp cover yourself.
谁是,
That's righteousness.
谁是羔羊?
So who is the lamp?
使徒约翰看到耶稣就宣告,
John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus Christ, he proclaimed,
看啊,神的羔羊,
See the Lamb of God that cleans the sins of the people.
弟兄姐妹,
Brother and sister, Jesus Christ is the Lamb. Once we have Jesus Christ to cover us, then we can be righteous. We can be justified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus Christ.
我刚才跟大家分享的这两个方面，我们有个共同的主题，就是因信耶稣基督来恢复我们人与上帝的关系。All right,
just share with you because of Jesus Christ, we can reconcile with God.
这也是整本罗马书的重点之一。The
also it's one of the major topic in the book of Romans.
我们知道罗马书它写作的背景，当时有犹太人的信徒和外邦人的信徒，他们相处的并不融洽。
The background of the writing of the Roman is coming from the conflict between Jews and other Gentiles.
主要是为什么呢?
Because
犹太人他们按照保罗所说,
Because Paul was saying the Jews has a tradition.
就是他们仍然要奉行割礼和摩西的律法。
Because they still have this circumcision set, kind of like ritual among them.
我想到我们华人的这个遗传, 我们有没有祖宗的遗传?
A lot of time we're thinking about we also have so-called ritual and our tradition from our ancestors as well.
我称之为我们也有, 我称之为圣人道德教化。
I believe we also have that. It's because we also have been kind of teaching from the old saints from our ancestors.
就是中国传统以儒家学说为主导的这些圣贤书, 然后通俗一点说就是思想道德教育。
And just like we all have these ancient teachings from that teach us how to be a righteous person.
我们的表述跟犹太人不一样，但是大家发现有一个共同的地方。
Even though we're saying a little bit differently than what Jews has proclaimed.
就是排除耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎，我们追求以自己的行为为义。
The difference is they don't talk about the Jesus Christ died on the cross, but in the Chinese kind of way to pursue righteousness, we are focusing on our own effort to pursue the righteousness.
世风日下，道德下降，怎么办呢？
Well, this the world of depravity has increased.
读圣贤书，思想道德教育。
So now you can read this so-called the ancient Chinese teaching to pursue the righteousness, right?
家庭不和，孩子顽梗悖逆，怎么办呢？
So the disharmony or disaccord in the family, what would you do?
还是读圣贤书。
So we can also read this old teaching from our culture, right?
大约15年前，在中国大陆民间开展了一场大规模的读古经运动。So
it's about 15 years ago in mainland China, they started some activity to read this old ancient Chinese books.
声势浩大，甚至波及到了我家。
This was such a trend, so it also influenced my household.
我妻子的同学，他带来精美版的《老子的道德经》，以及那个磁带。
And my wife's friend brought those very ancient books, one of those Laozi's book, and a lot of other things too.
我对妻子说, 我们还是不读了吧。
And I spoke to my wife, said, maybe we don't need to read those books.
我说我们国人读了2000多年都没有读出智慧和善良。
So all these 5,000 years, Chinese had read those books, but we didn't read those books and become a righteous person.
读经运动的效果怎么样呢?
So what is the outcome of this so-called book reading trend?
现在经常有人说, 这个最讲究道德的民族现在却成了最缺德的民族。
But a lot of times the outcome becomes is it's really the group of people that really are emphasizing the importance of the righteousness. Now it becomes a group of people really becoming a lack of righteousness.
2011年在广东佛山这个地方有一个2岁的小女孩被汽车撞倒并碾过。 有18个成年人经过冷面相对，置之不理。
It was in Guangdong, province in 2001. There was a young girl that being run over by cars in an accident, and a lot of people passing by not paying any attention to the girl that was being run over at all.
由此可见，这个读经效果不好，效果也不可能好。
We can see that through this kind of edification thrown reading of ancient books doesn't really have a very righteous the outcome of righteousness or good behaviors.
要不然人类在创世纪的时候建造那个巴别塔, 早就成功了。
Otherwise the as you record in the Old Testament there's a Tower of Babel, if that it worked then right now we would not have those problems.
有一个美国的传教士在中国传教，大概将近几十年。
There was a Western evangelist in China.
他的名字叫 Arthur Smith.
His name is Arthur Smith.
他对我们的这个读经运动、思想道德教育有一个非常中肯的评价。
So he has a very modest comment and feedback on this book reading activities in China.
他说我相信儒家学说造就了一些道德高尚的人。
I believe those readings through the ancient book of teaching really will create people with good characters.
老外公司先恭维我们一句。
It was the way he to congratulate people that are reading the books.
但远远，他说，远远没有像基督信仰那样大规模的造就道德高尚的人。But
it's really far away from what Christianity can do.
大概在一年前。About
a year ago.
有一位华人妈妈在我的邀请下去了我们教会的组织学。There
was a woman was being invited by me to our church.
当天的主题是以弗所书第6章1至4节。
It was the topic of the day is from Ephesians chapter 6 about the relationship between parents and child. And after that, the second Sunday, he asked me to bring all her 4 children to the church. And after that, I met this lady again.
他说：“你们教会的教导真是好。”So
the teaching from the church is really wonderful.
他说：“我不要他们，我不要他，我的孩子们相信什么基督，相信什么神，我要他们听这些好的教导。”And
it's not that I don't want them to believe the Christ, but I want them to receive this good teaching.
我们华人听这样的所谓的好教导几千年了。
So all the Chinese people have been listening to all different kind of teaching for thousands of years.
最关键的不是什么所谓的好教导。
The important thing is not so-called good teaching.
最关键的恰恰就是相信耶稣基督，理顺我们人与上帝的关系。
The most important thing is really the key point is to believe in Christ and to reconcile our relationship with God.
有了基督，好的教导才会真正的扎根。
Only with Christ, that you could have the real good teaching.
好行为才能活出来。
And only because of that, you will have good behavior.
这就带出了我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的第三个方面。
And this is going to be leading to the third topic that I want to discuss with you.
这福音还能够使我们因信行义，乃至成圣。
And this gospel also will help us become justified.
罗马书
And then we can, yeah.
罗马书一章十七节最后一句话是：义人必因信得生。
The last verse of chapter 1 is, the righteous will live by faith.
这句话来自旧约哈巴谷书。
This verse coming from the book of Habakkuk.
保罗在这里引用他的目的是我们新约圣徒也会像旧约信徒那样因信而活着，得到生机和出路。
It's just like the believers in Old Testament that the righteous people will also live because of their faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们不仅因信基督而得救并称义，也因信基督行义而成圣。
Brother and sister, not only will be justified because we believe in Christ, we also can become holy or being sanctified because of that.
雅各书说，没有行为的信心是死的。
James says, behavior without faith is dead.
约翰一书说，行义的才是义人。
First John says, only the one that have the right righteous behavior can be called righteousness.
这是一体两面。
So those are the two sides of the coin.
称义是指向我们人跟上帝的关系。
Being justified is regarding to our relationship with God.
行义指向我们人跟他人的关系。
And righteous behavior is regards to things we do between us and other people.
就在耶稣基督在他在十字架上为我们成功救赎的时候，还有一个非常非常重要的事实发生。
Right when Jesus Christ fulfilled his crucifixion on the cross, there's other important thing that happened on that moment.
那就是我们这些罪人的救人与基督同钉十字架。
That is our sinners and the one who saved us.Both are being crucified on a cross on the same moment.
因为基督也是人子。
Because Jesus also is Son of Man.
我们还记得那是遍地都黑暗。
That we also remember the entire world turning in to darkness.
耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴格大尼。
”And Jesus cried out loud on crying.
翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？It says, "My God, my God, why you forsaken me?"
因为在那时，我们救人中的所有的黑暗，我们的肉体，连同肉体的邪情私欲，都与基督同钉十字架。
At that moment, all our sins and our depravity and everything all be nailed on the cross at the same time that Jesus was crucified.
圣洁的父神也离弃他。
And the Holy Father forsake his own son.
那是我们主耶稣基督最孤苦的时候。
That is when Jesus Christ is the most lonely.
感谢神，弟兄姐妹，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Thanks to God because of his wound that we can be saved.
当我们凭着信心接受这一同定事实的时候，
When we receive this fact that we both be nailed together with Christ,
同定的事实的时候，我们内住的圣灵就会指教我们。
And our Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
哦，原来我的老我已经跟基督的十字架同定了。
And realize that our old self has been nailed on a cross together with Jesus Christ.
我就不应该再坚持我原来的思想、意念、性格、脾气。
So I should not still take firm hold on our own sins and our old self.
弟兄姐妹，我们也不再看我们肉体的 软弱、消极和败坏。
Also, we should not look at our own weakness and our depravity in such a manner.
因为基督的十字架已经胜过了他们。
Because Christ's cross has overcome those depravity of ourselves.
而且我们不仅与基督同钉十字架，我们也同时我们也与他一同活过了。
Not only we've been crucified and nailed on the cross together with him, we also been resurrected together with Jesus Christ as well.
正如保罗所说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Just like Apostle Paul says, now I have nailed together with Christ. Now the one who lived in me is Jesus Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not me, but Jesus Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It's not me, but Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们共同来宣告，好不好？不再是我。
Brother and sister, let's proclaim.
乃是基督。
Not me and.
Hallelujah.若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Whoever is in Christ and he's a reborn person.
不再以自我为中心，乃是以基督耶稣的心为心。
Now, from that on, he will not self-centered, but he will be centered and focused around Jesus Christ.
因信行义成了活生生的现实。
Because of faith being justified, that has become the reality for that person.
弟兄姐妹，我们看教会的历史。
Brother and sister, let's just look at the Christians' history.
相信这两千年里，我们看耶稣基督的福音是多么强大的改变了世人的生命。
So we through the 2,000 years, the Christianity and the faith of Christ has changed the life of so many people.
多少人幡然悔改，洗心革面，整个生命为之焕然一新。
So many people have changed your life and reformed, and they have a new life afterwards.
正是这福音，保罗的生命完全翻转。
Because of this gospel and this good news, the life of Apostle Paul can be completely changed over.
从原来的法利赛人残酷迫害基督徒的扫罗，变成一个忠心的使徒。
From Pharisee that's prosecuting Jews, and he become a people that save other people.
他没有违背从天上来的意象，三次传道旅程。
He didn't betray that vision from heavens, so able to go through three trips in spreading the gospel.
几乎把福音传遍整个罗马帝国，最后为主殉道。
Almost preach that gospel to the entire Roman Empire.
正是这福音，我们台湾的吕代豪弟兄。
Because this gospel, brother 吕代豪 in Taiwan.
他由黑社会杀手变成普通人，由强盗变成传道。
He has become one of the gangsters now. He become a new person.
这是他自传中的原话。
This is the word recording his own biography, autobiography.
罪恶累累，他一共被判刑一共三十八年。
He was being sentenced to in jail for 38 years.
在监狱中，他被福音改变，归向神。
And while he's in jail, he was completely transformed.
不仅归正，还做了传道人，牧养主的教会。
Not only that, he believed in Christ, also become a evangelist afterwards.
这福音的大能不仅仅改变了一个一个罪人的生命和性情，进而正面影响到家庭、社区、城市乃至整个国家。
Not only this good news can influence people, they can also influence church and influence community. They can also influence entire state.
像欧洲的清教徒。
Just like the what's that again? Presbyterian in Europe.
从五月八号开始，他们冒着生命危险，怀着传扬耶稣基督的福音、荣耀神的目的，来到北美新大陆。
As in the Mayflower ship, they come to North America and be able to discover the new land, and then preaching God's words.
最后建立了世界闻名的灯塔。美利坚合众国
and it was able to create this the so-called the light tower of the world, United States of America.
正是这福音向北欧原来是杀人如麻、海盗出没的地方，现在变成了最适合人类居住的地方。
And then in the North Europe, there was one of those pirates over there that they had now become a most, because that religion become the place that mostly fit for people to live in.
正是这福音向澳洲原来是英国人流放罪犯的地方，现在变成了许多移民向往的文明之地。
Because this gospel, this the land of Australia was used to be a land they leave all these outlaws to be in that land. Now the land become a place of people that can preach gospels.
正是这福音大批大批的传教士走向异国他乡。
Because it's gospel that encouraging a lot of people, missionaries go to other countries to preach gospels.
受苦难遭逼迫受凌辱。
And I'm enduring all this difficulty and all this troubles to preach gospel.
伴随他们脚步的是大批大批的学校、医院、孤儿院、慈善机构的建立。
And because of the effort, they were able to establish schools, orphanary, and a lot of different institutions to help the people.
大量大量漏人的 非人的陋习被废除。
Say it again.
大量非人的陋习, like older custom. 陋习, 陋习.
Oh, okay. A lot of those old custom being diminished because of this good gospel.
为黑暗中的人们送去耶稣基督的光明。
So they're able to share this light of Jesus Christ to the people that live in darkness.
南美啊，有个小岛，在19世纪的时候，还很野蛮，甚至还保留着人吃人的恶习。So
in a very small island in South Africa, they still have this. It's a salvage people. They still have this customs of eating people alive.
相传，当时这个达尔文去游历了这个小岛。So
it was a legend that when Darwin went visit the island.
达文说：“我宁可去开化街上的狗，也不愿意去开化这些土人。”So
he said, "I'm willing to civilize the dog on the street, but not to civilize this privileged people in that land."
这话传出去,
in the island.
被我们一个基督徒听到。So
when he was talking about those, he was being heard by one of the Christians.
他的名字叫 Tom Bridge.
And his name is Tom Bridge.
他要求去这个小岛。
So he applied and asked to go to that island. So what he carried with him is the Bible.
12年之后,
after 12 years in that island,
据说达尔文又到了这个岛上,
and after 12 years, Darwin went to visit that island again.
他看见一番新的模样,
and he see a very different outcome on that island. And all this so-called salvage people, they have good dress,
手拿圣经去教堂聚会,
holding a Bible to go to church for worship.
野蛮的风气变得文明了,
and all the salvage people all become civilized.
耶稣基督的福音改变了像这样野蛮顽梗的土人。So
a gospel of God can change this kind of violent salvage people.
弟兄姐妹，此时此刻，我的耳边响起了内地会领袖戴德森的名言。So
now I kind of reflecting upon the Hudson Taylor's words from this inland church.
假如我有1000英镑,
if I have the 1,000 pounds,
中国可以全数支取,
they can have all that money.
假如我有1000条性命, 也绝不留下一条不给中国,
if I have 1,000 lives, I'm not going to leave any one of them not to give them to China.
是什么样的力量支配了他?
So what kind of thing that empower him to do this?
使他具有这样的献身精神。
So he has such a this spirit of devote himself to people.
就是这福音的大能。
It's because the calling of the it's the power of gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天拥有这好消息。
Now we have this gospel.
这是我们的福分，也是我们的特权。
This is our blessing. It is also our privilege.
在二十一世纪的今天，这古旧的十字架依然高高耸立。
In this 21st century, the cross is still upheld in on all churches.
这福音，这耶稣基督的福音依然强大有效。
This gospel is still full of power.
希伯来书说
In the book of Hebrews,
耶稣基督
it says,
昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样。
It says, Jesus Christ the same as before, at present and in the future.
弟兄姐妹，让我们齐心努力。
Brother and sister, let's work together
信望这福音
to turn this to work to get this gospel to be more fervent.
让我们把这个福音传递给我们的家人
so we can spread this gospel to our families members.
坚固我们的家庭
It also strengthens our own family.
让我们把这个福音传递给我们社区的邻居。
So we can also we spread this gospel to our neighbors.
建立我们的教会。
Establish our church.
建立我们的教会。
Establish our church.
让我们把这个福音传递给我们身边的每一个人。
So we can spread this gospel to all the people around us.
完成主耶稣教会的大使命。
So we can also fulfill the great commission from Jesus Christ,
赢得万民做他的门徒
to win the disciple of all nation.
弟兄姐妹，请我们现在低头。
Brother and sister, let's bow our hand and pray together.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们今天听了我一番话，你们心中有如果有负担，想传耶稣基督的福音，请您举起手来。
Dear brothers and sisters, after discussing about these gospels, if you ever been touched in your heart, that you have a willingness to spread and preach God's gospel,
请放下，请放下，我看见。
I'd like to ask you to raise your hands on your seat.
有没有弟兄姐妹，你心中有负担，但是你觉得缺乏勇气？我可以为你祷告，愿请你举起手来。
And brother, sister, if you have a courage, but you have burden, but you don't have a courage to spread the gospel, I'd like to raise your hands too. I can pray for you.
请放下，请放下，我看见了。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear brother and sister, we want to give you thanks.
谢谢你给我们这样的话。
Thank you for giving us your word.
你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words is lamp to our feet and light on our path.
主啊，你这些弟兄姐妹举起的手，你也看见了。
Lord, you also see all your children who raise their hands.
父啊，求你纪念他们的忠心。
Lord, we want to commemorate their faithfulness.
当他们出去的时候，请你与他们同在。
When they are out in this world, I pray your presence to be with them.
把你的福音传遍整个世界。
That your gospel can be preached to the end of this world.
主，我们谢谢你，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we want to give you thanks. We pray in Jesus' name.